Welcome to the Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm your host, Janice Mary. I hope you're doing well today. Today, I thought we would talk a little bit about, again, you know, trying to work with the ego, us being human, and, you know, trying to navigate through the rough waters of the ego and what it can create in your life and how it affects our lives so much. And that the answer for me has been to go into this other energy, the soul energy or your spirit energy, the other part of you that lives within you, your wise self energy that feels so much better and, you know, can really improve your life so much. And seeing so many people struggle, you know, I think this is why it's so important for us to consider to allow in another perspective, basically. So, you know, why do we want to connect to our soul? Why is this important? Why do you want to work on it? As we've spoken before, you know, you're in charge of you. You know, you're in charge of your body, you're in charge of your mind, you're in charge of your life. And as much as it feels sometimes that life is controlling us, we're really in control. And when we take proper control, our lives can become really fun and magical and a lot easier. So that's why I am on this little mission to help everyone and anyone that I can to connect and to feel that energy that lives within you so that you can learn how best to deal with your own ego. Because we're listening. So from the day that we were born, our little minds has recorded everything, has recorded what the world has said to us, what our parents have said to us, what our friends have said to us. And the recording doesn't seem to be an objective recording. It's definitely a recording that is our perspective and pretty negative because that's just the home of the mind tends to be a little negative. So having all of this in our minds, our thoughts are filled with a lot of worldly beliefs and thoughts that can come back at you of what you should be and how you should be and how you should live and, you know, all the things that come into your mind that can really take away your day, you know. And we want to work really hard at having a really nice internal state and to enjoy our days no matter what's happening in our life, in our bodies, in our world. And that becomes the challenge. And it's a fun challenge because we're in control and we're in charge. So if you look at the ego and your mind and your body as your own business, so you're in business for yourself and you are the CEO of you and trying to live a really happy and good life is up to us. And we do have control of that. And it doesn't seem like we do, but we really do. So anytime a thought that comes in from the ego that says somehow that you're not good enough or, you know, you have failed or, you know, whatever your ego is kind of spitting into your mind, you know, we can kind of move away from that and say, well, you know, the ego is always going to have something to say to us. And it's usually negative. And the more that we can bring this other energy to the ego, the easier it is to manage the ego. The easier it is to see that the ego is really just a tape recording of the world's beliefs. And the more you connect spiritually, the perspective, your perspective grows. And it's almost like when we're only in our ego, we see a picture, but we only see the corner of the picture. You know, that's it. And it feels very safe in a way because if you're only seeing a corner of the picture, you can kind of control that a little bit better. When you're in your spirit, you get a different perspective. You see the whole picture, you know, not just a corner. You see the whole picture. And that's the whole picture of you and how abundant you are and how much more there is to you. So it is really nice to be able to have this different perspective. And the only way that you can get this different perspective of you is to move away from the ego, not to fight with it, not to condemn it, not to hate it, but to just listen to it. And as the CEO of your new company, to determine whether or not you're going to engage with it. Are you going to take the thoughts that come in seriously and live in the imagination of thought? Because that's what a lot of us do. You know, thoughts will come in and they scare us. And then we're consumed by those thoughts and we're not present. And we're reacting to thoughts that could happen but are not currently happening. So we always have to listen and watch ourselves and be very observant of ourselves. And, a lot of times we don't even notice, you know, the thoughts that come in that can make us irritated or upset. We don't even notice it's happening. We just all of a sudden can feel very irritable and very impatient and not know why. But if you try to kind of track it, you can kind of see, oh, I woke up this morning and the first thought that I had was I was up too late last night and I didn't get enough sleep. And so you keep saying to yourself all day long, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. And then what does that do? That just irritates the body when we do that. So again, here we are, the CEO of ourselves, and believing and saying thoughts and engaging in thoughts and then adding to the thoughts. It's almost like being in a bad conversation with somebody. And then we're reacting to those thoughts. So it causes us to be really not present at all. So if you want to have a really good running company, you know, this is in your best interest to really listen and observe yourself. And I do like to do it because it's kind of amusing sometimes, the thoughts that come into my mind that do try to take my day away. And sometimes it's successful because the thoughts can bring in some scary stuff, you know. I've been having some back problems and just some issues physically. And the first thoughts that come into your mind, they're not very comforting, you know, that, oh, something's really, really wrong with you. And then we have the world and we have access to so much information now. So if I engage with those thoughts and get scared and then I start Googling what this means, then I'm like in for a really bad day. And a lot of my clients do that. I do that. We all do that. And that's the human side of us. There's nothing in the world wrong with that. And there's nothing in the world wrong with having that reaction to yourself. It's just that you want to consult, you know, this energy that lives within you that has a different perspective, you know. So the different perspective would say, you know, yeah, your body is getting a little older and it's okay. You know, you are, you can equate yourself to like a used car, a good used car, but a used car. And you are going to have issues, you know, you're not going to not have issues, that you can't possibly not have issues, but that you are fine today and live in today and what you can do today. So if you can't run today because your back hurts, then you don't run. So those are the two different perspectives. We have the perspective of the ego, which is going to have me basically dead and buried. And then you have the perspective of the spirit, which is normal. This is normal. And your body is going to age and it is going to have issues and you will address them as they come. But the more you can relax around them and meditate through them and you know, ask for healing and help, you know, you're going to have a better outcome no matter what happens to you. You're going to have a better outcome. And, at some point, our bodies will be done and we'll be back in spirit, which is the land of love anyway. So nothing bad ever happens to our spirit and who we are. And, you know, that takes some faith and some believing, but it really does help. So that is a different perspective than the ego, which is, oh my God, something terrible is happening and you need to react to that. So we can just see from our own thoughts that come in what can happen to take away our good day. You know, I was walking with a friend and we were talking and she was talking about her son. And then this terrible thought came in about him. And I was like, oh my goodness, that's a terrible thought to think and to engage with. And she's like, I know, isn't that terrible? I'm like, well, I wouldn't engage with that thought. And I wouldn't believe that thought because it's not happening. You know, it's not happening. So you know, it's really essential for us to see what's coming into our mind. And just because it comes into our mind in our belief system doesn't mean that it's true. It's just a very narrow perspective of what is happening in our lives. So when we go into this other energy, we have a very big perspective and a eternal perspective, and that's very, very comforting. No matter what's happening, it's just really, really comforting. And you'll find that you're less attached to the body, and you just feel better. You really see the body for what it's worth, and you are much more engaged with people and happy to be with people and not so worried about the ego concerns that the ego brings up constantly. The ego always has something to say. So I would challenge you to really listen to the thoughts that come into your mind and even write them down, because they're very similar. I tend to have the same thoughts that try to disturb me or bother me. So if you write them down and you really look at them, you can challenge them a little bit better, and then you can kind of do a little meditation and just ask for your spirit, your soul, this energy to come in and give you a different perspective on the thoughts. And you will definitely get something different. You will get a wider perspective. You'll get something that has a lot more wisdom to it than just what you're thinking and what the ego is thinking. So the ego, being almost like the child that lives within us, is really trying to run the show. And we don't want to let it. We don't want to let this child run the show for us. So it's our challenge to do, but we can do it. So you have to really listen to yourself and pay attention to yourself and see what is stressing you out. What is stressing you out? And can you be comfortable with whatever is stressing you out? Can you let it go? You have to be more important, and your internal state has to be more important, and connecting spiritually has to be more important than the ego and what the ego is telling you. And that's not easy. It's not easy to let go of the ego, but it really, really helps so much when you do. When you really say, okay, I can think about this all day long, but I'm not going to get anywhere. I'm just going to be miserable. And I know where these thoughts are going to bring me. So why do I want to go back to them again? So I'm just going to bring myself back to some reality and say, all right, those thoughts are not happening in this moment. So I'm going to move away from them, and I'm going to be a good CEO. I'm going to take some deep breaths, and I'm going to go on with my day no matter what. And you can really be okay with anything. You can really be okay with anything. I had, it's just like little things that can disturb your day. Like if you can't make an appointment, or you lost, important papers, or you lost keys, or little things like that can really stress us out. And you want to just say to yourself again, be aware of what's stressing you out and saying, okay, is it the worst thing in the world if the keys are lost? I'll find the keys, or I'll get new keys made up. And to kind of comfort that and move yourself out of the beliefs that things have to be a certain way for you to feel okay. I really like to challenge myself and bring this soul energy and say, okay, let's see how relaxed and today I can be. And so this morning I was looking for some policy, couldn't find it. I called some lady. It was just kind of getting to be like a mess. And I felt that my body was tensing up, and I felt that I was getting, oh, what's going on with this policy? Where is it? Why can't they find it? And then I went into that soul energy a little bit and just felt it's okay. Whatever's going on can be fixed. It's not a big deal, And all that energy around what was going on just kind of faded away, just faded away, and just becomes another thing that I'm going to do today, instead of it being, oh my God, I can't believe they can't find my policy, and then going into that not good state. So when you pay attention to yourself and you see what's upsetting you, you can just say it's okay. It doesn't have to be this way. I do find that you have to bring that energy you have to connect to that energy to do it, because the ego is so dominant that it feels so life-threatening when things don't work out or go our way. And so the energy, when you really feel it inside of you, it kind of soothes that quicker than thinking about trying to soothe it or trying to think about it differently. So that's really, really helpful, you know. So practice being in that energy and then saying, no matter what comes my way today, it's not more important than me being okay and me being in this energy and me opening the door to my love, you know, that lives within me. And when that door is open all the time, when things don't go our way, we can handle it much better, you know. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to be upset. It just means that it dissolves really quickly, you know. And then you can just enjoy where you are in your day and have fun in your day. And that's the wisdom that comes to you when you do that. So today and this week, notice, listen to yourself. You know, you have to say, I have to listen to myself. I have to know, you know, what thoughts I'm engaging with and believing. And let me move into the soul energy and ask for the second opinion and get a different perspective on it so that I can just let it go. Because really, in the end, we're just fighting our life when we listen to the ego. It's just a fight, because with the ego, it's never enough, and you know, we're never perfect enough, and our bodies aren't perfect enough, and nothing's ever enough. And that's fighting life. When you move into the soul, your soul energy, the energy that lives within you, you're no longer fighting your life. You're flowing with your life. And it's a beautiful flow. You know, it's just a really beautiful flow. So how do you get into the energy? Just think about a time that you felt your best, you know, that you felt in love, or you felt so happy. When did you feel that way? You know, what opened that door? So if it was you meeting somebody and feeling in love with them, you know, think about that person and open that door, but let yourself feel your energy. Let yourself feel that wisdom in that energy. So it doesn't have to, that door doesn't have to be closed. That you can open that door anytime that you want to. And when you're more aware that you want your internal state to be peaceful and you want to be happy, and that's your goal, you know, happiness and to have fun and to enjoy your life, if that's really your goal in life, then that's what you'll connect with. So you just need a little bit of practice. You know, you need to practice getting into the energy and calling the energy and asking for this energy. You know, it's almost like just being disconnected from it. You know, you're still, it's there for you to access. You're just not picking up the phone. It's almost like, you know, the phone's ringing and no one's answering it. So we can answer the phone of the ego, or we can answer the phone of spirit and your soul. And you want to answer the other phone. You don't want to answer the phone of the ego. So whatever's troubling you today or whatever's bothering you, just say to yourself, well, if I can't change it, if there's nothing I can do to help the situation, then how about I answer the phone of my spirit and get some other information, you know, about it. You know, get some other clues of how other ways I can handle it or let it go or get that different perspective. So, you know, who are you talking to today? Are you talking to your ego or are you talking to spirit? And spirit is love. So just knowing we have that choice, you know, what phone you're answering is a good way to look at it, so that you pick up a different phone. You know, we run to the ego. We run to that phone. We pick it up. We listen to it. We engage with it. It's like we gossip with it. We agree with it. The world is horrible. We're horrible. You know, that's the conversation on the phone with the ego. When you pick up the phone of your soul, it's a very different conversation. And it is a life-changing conversation. And it's all within you to have it and to access it. So So for today, try to pick up the other phone and, you know, have a beautiful day. No matter what happens, have your goal be that you're going to try to relax as much as possible today, and you're not going to let the ego take it away. You're not going to let your ego child take your day away today. And you will notice a huge, huge difference in yourself and your perspectives and about the world and life. You know, you just have a very, very broad perspective and filled with good feelings for yourself and other people. And we certainly need that right now. You know, we need to feel and connect to this energy so that we can bring that forth and not more of the ego. I think we're also sick of the ego. And the ego has gotten people into horrible places. So pick up the other phone that really just talks about the beauty in you and the abundance in you and everything that you have to offer. That's all that that phone call will be about. And you deserve to hear that and be supported and loved. And, you know, just it's life-changing. So pay attention, listen to yourself. Be the good CEO. Don't engage with the ego. We can't fight the ego. You can't change it, but you don't have to engage with it so much. And, you know, ask for your second opinion. Okay, so have a great day, and we'll talk again next week.